Hi, I'd like to welcome you back to Old Stuff and Practice Series. I remember when I was 14 years old, I was a young 10th grader, and I had some free time at night after night seder, and I wasn't sure what would be the most productive way for me to use my time, what would be the best thing for me to learn at night. And I had the occasion, I was talking to Rav Schechter, so I asked him what he thought would be the best thing for me to learn during my free time. And he responded that I should make sure to do Shnai Mikra. And at the time, I was a little bit disappointed. I thought I was asking a profound question. Is it best for me to spend time learning Bekiyas? Should I try to finish the Masechta about which I was learning? Perhaps it would be better for me to focus more on learning Be'iyun, learning more in depth. And he responded that I should make sure that I do Shnai Mikra. But the truth is that he was telling me a very important message. That before I engage in these lofty discussions about how to ideally use my free time, I first have to make sure that I do what I have to do. I first make sure that I learn that which I am required to learn. The Gemara in today's daf, Brachos daf Ches, on the bottom of Amud Aleph, quotes from Rav Huna, Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Ami, La'olam yashlem adam parshiyosa v'metzibur. A person should always complete the parsha together with the tzibur, together with the community, Shnai Mikra, reading the parsha twice, the Echad Targum, and one time reading the translation, reading ideally Targum Onkelos. While one could read the Gemara and think that the Gemara is not telling you that you're really required to do so, it's ideal, it's nice, it's a beautiful thing for someone to follow along with the community and read the Parsha before they read it in Shul, or together when they read it in Shul. But the Rambam is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim Siman Reish Pei Hei, doesn't write the language of the Gemara of La'olam implying that it's just a nice thing. Rather, to quote, Achal Pisha Adam Shemeh Kol HaTorah Kula Kol Shabbos B'Tzibur. Even though the individual listens to Leining every Shabbos in Shul, Chayiv, you are required, Likros La'atzma V'chol Shavua Parshas Usha Shavua, to read that week's Parsha, Shnai Mikra V'Echa Targum, twice Mikra, twice reading the words of the Psukim, the Echad Targum, and once the translation. Now it's interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan is not really sure why this takana was instituted. But he's fairly certain that it dates back all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara Bava Kama teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu instituted that in Shul, every week the community has to read something from the Torah. It seems that they didn't read the whole Parsha like we have, but Moshe Rabbeinu instituted that they should read something from the Torah every Shabbos. And the Aruch HaShulchan thinks that together with that takana, together with that institution that the community is supposed to read from the Torah on Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu instituted it as well, that every individual should make sure to read that week's laning, Shnai Mikra, Ve'echot Targum, twice, the Psukim, and once the translation. The question is it ever too late to begin? What if someone hasn't been doing Shnai Mikra until now? We're already by Parsha Sayechi. We almost finished the entire Sefer Bereishis, and now someone realizes that he's supposed to be learning Shnai Mikra. Is he able to begin now? Perhaps he would have to make up everything that he missed? So I saw from numerous poskim that such an individual should look at every Parsha independently. Although he hasn't done Shnai Mikra until now, this week he has a new chiyuv, he has a new obligation to do so. And that's how he should move forward, looking at each week that he has an independent chiyuv, independent responsibility to do so. And therefore, even though he missed weeks in the past, he should still begin now and working forward, continue doing Shnai Mikra.